Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with members of the Southeast Iowa Paranormal Society about their recent investigations. This is part one of a two-part interview.
My name is Charles Pendleton. I have my associates Brad Hafley and Ron Brown with us. We are three representatives of the Southeast Iowa Paranormal Society. We are a nonprofit organization that has been up and running for roughly a year now, based out of Kelowna, Iowa. Brad Hafley is the one who actually started the group. And he approached Ron before me, and well, with the rest of the group, we've been together ever since, pretty much. We've done a couple of investigations in the area, and we got a couple more planned for the future.
Would you like to tell us why you started the group?
I've actually been involved with paranormal investigation for the last 5-6 years, and it's just a huge interest of mine, and I thought it was the best idea to start a team of my own to further my knowledge about what's going on out there. So basically what I did was I found a group of like-minded people and went about my way as far as doing what we could to help others and determine whether or not there is actually something after this life.
And Ron, how did you get roped into this?
I've always been into the paranormal thing, but I'm pretty much went into it with a little bit of skepticism. My part in it, I like to prove things that are not actually the paranormal part of it. I like to prove, okay, if we see something, was that a rabbit we seen, you know, or okay, let's go look at that a little bit closer. Like, we was looking at a tomb here a while back and heard this growl come from it. So, well, we gotta check this out. So I went and knocked on the door, made them a little mad at us, and we actually got two apparitions that finally come up. And we kept after them and kept after them. And then we finally left there, and then we started talking to some other ones. And an old friend of mine that had just passed, we got some orbs from her. It's just something I like to do. I love it.
Would one of you like to tell us about the recent investigation in Kelowna?
Yeah, absolutely. We recently did an investigation at a cemetery. And actually, that would be the second time in all reality. Right. And during the first outing we had, and I was hoping that we'd be able to bring you the audio that we caught, but we actually could not find the digital recorder. It went missing, apparently. But the very first time that they went up there, they caught a Class A EVP. The story's been told about the spirit of a little girl that actually haunts that cemetery.
And we have actually seen it.
And they have seen it and they caught it on a recorder, plain as day. They played the audio for me. They said, just listen to it and tell me what you hear. You hear Ron, he's the one conducting the EVP session. You hear him talking and asking questions. And then all of a sudden you hear him ask, I heard there's a little girl that likes to hang around the cemetery. This little girl that stays here, do you like to play games? What's your favorite game to play? You hear silence for about 2 seconds, then you hear a female little girl's voice say, hide and seek, plain as day. Made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I couldn't believe it. It was probably one of the best EVPs I've heard in quite a while, actually.
And when you say EVP, can you let people know what that means?
Oh, yes. EVP stands for Electronic Voice Phenomenon. It's the voices of spirits in the afterlife caught through white noise and actually caught on modern age digital technology. And it can be done with your basic digital recorder. Actually, there's been some that actually you can catch it on the recorder on your cell phone, depending on, well, if your cell phone has a strong enough recorder to really actually pick it up. We've caught a couple of apparitions out there. We caught that Class A EVP done by Ron Brown, which was phenomenal. That was just spectacular. We also had some spikes on the meter as well when we were out there.
Yeah, we had some very high spikes on the EMF meter.
And that's an electromagnetic
field detector, yes.
Absolutely.
I think it got up to, what, like 170, wasn't it?
Yeah, at one point we were near a mausoleum in the cemetery, and Charles was taunting whoever it was that was in there, or whatever it was that was in there, and our EMF meter spiked at about 190, which is very, very high. I mean, general electrical wiring, bad faulty wiring, don't even spike that high. That's right around 190 to 100 on an EMF detector.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as paranormal investigation goes, there's many different techniques that people use. You can use trigger objects. If you know that there's a particular spirit that is known to be in the location, like the little girl in the cemetery, for example, you can use like toys that a child that age would play with as a trigger object to try to actually get the spirit to manifest and interact with you. The one I was using that night, as Brad said, me taunting, I use what is called provocation, which is to purposely try to find a sore spot that will actually get a reaction. You just intentionally poke and prod to get that reaction, and that night it happened.
And we got a lot of reaction, and after we left that, we would get some readings here and there. There was one little child, you could hear just a little bit of like a humming sound come from her. And the words that she used, "I'm scared," and that's all she would say. And then everything went quiet. There was another time that we was over there, and I'm still haven't quite debunked this. Somebody either set off a cherry bomb or something over there, and it was like right beside the mausoleum. There's a tower over there. We're not know if it's the unknown soldier or if it's just a gentleman that they couldn't find his name to. But I asked him how he died. Then we went on break, and as soon as we stepped away, about, what, 30 feet? 40 feet?
Not even that. I think we were only about 15, 20 feet away from it.
And then all of a sudden, this flame shot up with a bunch of sparks as if somebody threw up.
I mean, it was a major explosion, like somebody had thrown a hand grenade in there at us.
And then we went back to look, and there was nothing there. There was no paper. There was no shells of any kind. The ground had not been disturbed. Everything looked great.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with members of the Southeast Iowa Paranormal Society. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.